This is the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo. Thanks to Drinkwise. If you're choosing to have a drink, choose to drink wise.
Producer Jordan here for the Sounding Board Scorecards. I've got a series of statements here for Hutchie and Damo to rate out of 10.
And Jordan, it's for Drinkwise. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise, of course. And you can send your feedback to Geordie via our social media channels, thesoundingboard@sen.com.au, Jordan.
Thank you. It is easier to stay at the top and win back-to-back premierships than it is to climb to the top to win one.
Pass. 3.
Nathan Lyon has been the most valuable Australian test cricketer of the last decade.
9. 8.
A listener submission here from both Nick Sacco and Nid Bonson, who basically asked the same question. After another ball struck Will Pukowski over the weekend, forcing him to retire hurt, he should not return to the cricket pitch again. These are sickening head knocks to watch, and life is long post-cricket.
Pass.
That's 2 out of 3 passes, Hutchie. 9.
In the Footy News Reporter Wars, Tom Morris has the early lead on the Alf Brown as he for 2024 as he aims to go back-to-back.
10.
8.
There's an increasing trend in journalism to not contact the subject, person or organisation of a story, as the journos know they'll be given a straight bat answer even when it's off the record.
Oh, he's good, Geordie. 10.
8.
Rumours which come from the public have an accuracy strike rate of 10% or less.
10.
10.
And bumps to the head like Jimmy Webster's on Jai Simkin over the weekend will result in increasingly heavier punishments over time.
10.
Yeah, 10 again.
See, the tone of the questions has really changed since the Jane era when we're talking about what the Greens policy is going to be on regional.
I think from now on, Geordie, even if it's under sufferance, we need a Greens type of statement, okay? Just for old time's sake, and it needs to be part of the offering, please.
I passed on the first question because I was underwhelmed by it, the back-to-back.
No, it made me think. Is it harder to stay at top? We'll get to the top.
And I passed on Will because I think it's a very personal thing.
Yeah, and that's a fair point. I pondered it for a few seconds before I gave that a 9, but it is, to the point of the statement, it's really hard.
It's a health matter for him to decide, and him only, based on full knowledge.
I think it's gone beyond just him only now.
Well, and his advisors.
Yep.
Tom's on the early lead. Not saying he'll win it, by the way. I believe in my man Mitch, but Tom's off the early lead. And there's a whole bunch of others yet to play their hand. Like, a lot of people just drifting back for the season now. Don't forget, there's some drift backers.
Drift backers.
I meant to mention that, by the way. A lot of journos go to sleep in the summer. And what you don't need as an asleep journo in the summer is fresh meat arriving in a network. Fully charged in January. No good for anyone. Just ruins the summer for everybody.
Rumours, to Geordie's point, on the scorecard, which come from the public, have an accuracy strike rate of 10% or less. I gave it a 10.
Way less.
Maybe even less than that. In fact, a lot less than that. But what I will say is I still treat them as though they're 100% right, because you and I have discussed this also, Hutchie, regularly. Some of the best, in fact, often the best tip-offs are the ones that don't come from someone inside the industry. Would you agree with that?
Yep.
Yeah.
But they're 1 in 100, I reckon.
They're probably less than 1 in 100. Yeah. And I agree with that. And the lack of contact of the subject, person or issue from various people is just rampant at the moment. We highlight it regularly, and it is for the reason highlighted there, that they know that a response to said issue will often mean there's no story.
This has been the Sounding Board Scorecard for Drinkwise. Thank you, Jordan. If you're choosing to drink, choose to drink wise.
Thanks for listening to the Sounding Board Podcast with Hutchie and Damo for Drinkwise. Make sure you find us on Facebook and Twitter at Sounding Board EP. Hit the sign up button on Facebook to receive our weekly email, and subscribe to, rate and review the show wherever you listen to podcasts.